Moncrief on News Talk.
There was a story in the British media today about a man who packed £250 worth of British food, pasta, curry, stuff like that, to bring with him on his holidays to Spain. But to a lesser extent, don't we all do that? We bring a few tea bags, maybe a bag of tato. News Talk's This Milk Tastes Funny correspondent Henry McKean has been out at the airport gathering stories. Good afternoon, Henry.
Good afternoon, Sean. And you're right, the milk does taste funny in Spain. It really does. And I love a café con leche. I'm going to be having one next week in Mallorca. And I love it when they use hot, condensed, sugary milk. I like that. But when they try their fresh milk, it doesn't taste very nice.
It probably doesn't. Maybe they pasteurise it differently, or they don't pasteurise it at all.
And I think it's back to our cows. We just have beautiful, beautiful
butter,
cows in Ireland.
Butter actually tastes better here than it does anywhere else.
Oh,
tastes
absolutely.
Totally funny everywhere else.
I mean, we've got the most amazing butter. But the thing I miss and the thing I try and bring with me and pack away is Marmite. I know, I love Marmite.
That's an odd one.
I know, yeah. It's probably from my upbringing. And, you know, Vegemite in Australia is not the same, but Marmite, you can't beat Marmite, especially if you're abroad and you've got some fresh bread, you're in like a French campsite. I'm going to be going off to France as well at some point. I'm going to be camping and you get your baguette and then you get out your
slap a bit of Marmite
French butter.
Yeah, I could see they probably don't have Marmite at all.
No, it's quite hard. Even here, it's quite hard. You can only kind of get it now and again. I mean, it's not, you can get it in, you know, places like Tesco and M&S, even though the M&S are starting to do brands that aren't their own brands.
Yeah.
But yeah, Marmite's even quite hard to get here. But yeah, I met this man. I met Tim at Dublin Airport, and he had a bag full of stuff, and he's on the way back to his new home. You live in Canada. How long have you been out there for?
I've been there for 2.5 years.
And do you miss Ireland?
I do miss it, actually, yeah.
But you feel that there's a better quality of life for you in Canada?
Yeah, I think I've set up a nice life for myself over there. I feel very settled. I'm happy there. I do always miss it whenever, you know, I miss Ireland whenever I'm here. Like, leaving is always hard, but...
And what do you do for a living?
I work in marketing. I also work like a bartender as well, kind of.
So you've got two jobs?
Kind of, yeah.
So you work hard?
I guess so, yeah.
And you're bringing some food back, or you're bringing something back. What's in the bag? What are you bringing?
I have a big bag of Lion's Tea.
Like a really big box thing?
I kind of just like stuffed as many tea bags as I could into like a big Ziploc bag. And then I brought home some books as well. And my grandma gave me some cake, a fruit cake from Marks & Spencer's.
And this is the thing, you're going to miss M&S, aren't you?
Yes, I really will. I will. Yeah.
Anything else?
No, apart from that, that's kind of the thing I brought.
I should wake up in the middle of the night. I remember I was in Australia. And I'd wake up and I'd want Marmite, and they didn't have any Marmite. Anything like that?
I do miss Irish butter and Irish cheese. It's unmatched. Canadian dairy just is not, it's not the same thing.
And why does our dairy taste so good? Is it the rain?
I think it's the grass, the fresh pastures that all the cows are eating. Definitely helps. Yeah, the moisture in the grass.
So their cheese is nowhere as good.
No,
their dairy
tastes like plastic. No, not good. No, yeah. So.
Yeah, he's not wrong. It does taste like plastic. Richard the Thatcher says, Marmite is fabulous for greasing the chain on your bicycle if you get stuck.
Oh, really?
Yes, if you've gone on a cycling holiday, it's dual purpose.
And I'm always stuck. My chain's always falling off. I've never thought of using Marmite.
And if you're really craving Marmite, you can go out and lick the chain of your bicycle.
You could.
You don't want to get caught doing that, because that would be weird, obviously.
Yeah, people might judge you, especially the French.
Yeah, was the airport Malogian, I suppose?
I couldn't get over it. I mean, the airport, Dublin Airport, was packed. And I was at Dublin Airport just earlier today, but I was there last Friday as well. And I've never been on a late flight. So I was on a flight at about 10 o'clock and the bars closed at 9 for the good reason, because Dublin Airport turned into Temple Bar. Everybody was behaving themselves, but there was a real joyous sort of, we're going away for the weekend or whatever.
Yeah.
There was a real hustle and bustle this afternoon. And I got to meet Americans. They were in line, as they would say, to try and rent a car. And I asked them what sort of home comforts did they bring to Ireland.
So you're from the New York area. For you, did you bring anything that was American that you might miss?
Sweets. So candy bars, peppermint patties, and kind bars, they're called.
Some stuff to get you through?
Yes, yes. Just in case.
And that's the thing, there's so many American products that we just don't have here, including Lucky Charms, but you've got to go looking for them at a special shops. But, you know, do you think you'll embrace the Irish food whilst you're here?
Oh, I can't wait. Looking forward to it. I didn't bring anything. I'm more adventurous. I'm trying everything.
Nothing with you?
Nothing. No comfort foods, no nothing. I'm trying everything here.
No tea bags?
No tea bags.
So the Americans aren't really into tea, are they?
I like iced tea, but I don't drink hot tea.
And would you use a kettle, or would you put the tea in the microwave?
Usually I just buy it at the store already made.
Already made?
I make mine up with a kettle.
You do have a kettle?
Yeah.
And how come so many Americans don't have kettles?
Don't have kettles? I think most people are more decorative. Like, you'll see kettles on stoves. But, like, if I'm going to make tea, I make mine with the kettle and put the tea bag in and pour the hot water on it.
I'll ask you that. You like coffee more, don't you?
I don't drink coffee anymore. We drink more coffee.
Yeah.
Candy. Just little sweets, candy.
So you brought some candy.
I brought some candy.
And you're trying some Irish coffee.
It's hot chocolate. Hot chocolate.
Insomnia.
It's good.
Hot chocolate.
It's different.
Well, I think it's grass-fed milk.
Really?
Well, everything is grass-fed here.
I was going to say, that's the difference.
You know what I'm excited for is brown bread.
You're looking for forward to the brown bread.
I've heard there's lots of breads at breakfast. And what was the other thing Katie said? Bangers and mash.
Some potato mash.
I've never had it before.
Looking forward to it.
Wow, those Americans have really done a deep dive into Irish culture, haven't they? A peppermint patty, I just Googled it. It's kind of like a crepe after eight.
Right, so like a rounder.
That's a round
after
thing,
eight.
But kind of thicker.
I love an after eight.
You see, but I don't understand like this. Oh, we brought chocolate with us.
Yeah.
Their chocolate is disgusting.
I know, it actually tastes like vomit.
It does taste like vomit.
It's really horrible.
Actually, you know that study where we're full of microplastics? Mm-hmm. It's probably from American chocolate.
Or marzipan.
Because it tastes like it's, you know.
I think American chocolate is absolutely disgusting.
It's rotten. And it's their milk
really,
again.
Really horrible.
Yeah.
I mean, what are the Americans good at? I think they're great hamburgers.
Invading countries, they're not that great at that even.
Well, they don't invade.
At the start, they're full of it, but then, you know, it always goes horribly wrong most of the time.
They're the world police, so they're there to police us.
Someone says, when I go away, I always bring vinegar with me, because I never get that in restaurants, especially in Europe, where they only have ketchup or mayo. That's interesting. Never thought of that.
Mm.
I bought Denny sliced ham to Australia for my son because he missed ham sandwiches so much. I didn't realise that one pack was too much and was hauled in by the Nothing to Declare team in Sydney. Thank God they weren't making the TV show at the time. Kevin says, my mom used to freeze fish and chips from the chipper and talkie, and I'd bring them in the bag to my brother in New York. Wow, that's commitment. Also, very clever. It must be said. Yeah.
And it probably bores us. I'm not sure if they're still open. I know that chipper. They did great chips.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Is there general, somebody there got caught, is there general kind of advice about what you're allowed to bring or not?
Yes. And like I've seen it myself in Australia. I've seen children have little pineapple bites removed from their packed lunches.
Aww.
Like the Australians take it seriously, really, really seriously. And like that, like we were talking about this lad with his 21 pop noodles and his 86 bag of crisps and his two packets of bacon and his sausages and all the rest of it. That's all fine. But you've got to be careful, especially we mentioned the Australians, but the American pre-clearance as well. They're quite strict. Here is Gray McQueen from the DEA. And I asked if people brought lots of potato and other stuff through to try and get it on the plane.
Look, I guess each to their own. I think we all have our little quirks and the things that we like to take away on holiday. That doesn't sound like a terribly appetizing holiday to me, but look, each to their own, as I say. I think we find quite often people like to have their home comforts when they travel. That's why we have a selection through and duty-free of sausages, the Clonakilty black and white pudding, smoked salmon, things like that. They're really, really popular. I often get asked, actually, why do they sell smoked salmon in duty-free? But it's because people want to take it with them. When you arrive, visiting family abroad, I think it's a rite of passage. It's a must-do for Irish people to take the Irish goodies back to them when they're living abroad, which is really interesting.
And give them, you know, something that's Irish, something they would miss. Obviously, there's a big potato section back there as well, and I think there's also Keogh's crisps too. For you, being a Scot, do you have to bring a certain type of food or tea bag or something when you're away?
It's funny, when my parents come to visit me, they've got to bring steak pies from Scotland. That's a must for us.
Steak pies?
Steak pies. The pies here just aren't the same, so they bring them over from home. And it's funny, now that when I go back to Scotland, they look for me to bring some stuff from Ireland as well. They do like the Keogh's crisps.
It's a different type of turbulence. I mean, you've got to get the Keogh's crisps, so you've got to get the steak pies. For you, you've got signs up behind reminding people they need to take out their laptops from their bags and stuff like that. But people sometimes forget that, you know, liquids can't go through. But when it comes to food, you must have seen it all types of food coming both ways.
Yeah, I heard a story the other day about a Dublin couple looking to take coddle through security. So obviously that couldn't go through. It was too big. It was too big a liquid. But we see it all the time. The other mistake people often make is they try and take Irish butter through. That counts as a liquid.
That's a liquid. You can't bring butter.
Exactly, yeah. The trick there is don't bring it to the airport. Buy it when you get through to Wrights of Howth in duty free. It's in both terminals. That way you can still have your great Irish butter when you go abroad.
Any other unusual stories you're hearing from security?
I think the security guys see it all, not just food, but all sorts of items that people try and take through. People like to have those home comforts when they're overseas, even if it's just for a week abroad. They like to have their crisps, you know, their Irish butter's a big one. And I can't blame them, because Irish butter, even as a Scotsman, is the best in the world. So I can understand certainly why they take that. I think we see it all here at Dublin Airport. We're going to see it all this summer. We've got millions of passengers going through in the next few months. So the advice for passengers would be, if you are looking to take stuff abroad, just check on the website first what you can take through. We don't want to take it off you. We don't want you to have to leave it behind.
Anyway, that's Graham McQueen there. Myself and Henry diverted into a completely different direction there. A texter says, similar to your other texter, I bought a banana into Australia that I bought in a shop at an airport in Asia. The way the customs officers gave out to me, it's where I was trying to import cocaine. It might have been a cocaine-laced banana. I bring Irish stamps abroad because the glue on Turkish stamps tastes funny. That's an interesting reason. It's a good reason.
So you'd put the Irish stamp on the postcard and would it work?
And send it back? I assume so. Yeah. Would it have to be recognised as...
Yeah, I'm sure
that's
it would.
That's a weird thing, yeah.
That is very, very unusual to
hear
that.
So what are the kinds of things, Henry, will people bring about?
I mean, like, I know we mentioned lots of different things, like haggis, for example. People do love haggis. I had haggis not that long ago in Edinburgh. Really liked it.
Nice bit of haggis.
It was absolutely gorgeous. And, you know, on a more serious note, Saddam Hussein, when he was hiding out during Operation Desert Storm, he would live on mini Mars bars. When he was inside the ditch.
That was in that bunker thing.
When he was basically travelling, like the rest of us, and that was his home comforts. So he used to love a mini Mars bar. And I think he liked the ones from England, because they were, back then, 20 years ago, the quality of chocolate was so much better. But yeah, that got him through, before he was caught, obviously.
Yeah. Wow, I wonder where he got them from. Yeah. Or it was like, did Saddam have a kind of an emergency...
I would say an emergency bag
that was full of Mars bars and a gun.
Well, I'd say he had a network of mini Mars bar people to get,
waiting for him at different places.
To get the despot, the mini Mars bars. But I remember him being caught and they found loads of him and, you know, bags of mini Marses, which were actually lovely. My grandmother used to bring me bags of mini Marses.
Well, they are nice because it's a nice mouthful.
Oh, and just the right, just absolutely perfect. But
so,
yeah,
didn't help him, must be said.
No,
yeah,
it didn't.
Yeah.
No, anyway, here are some stories.
You're just back, where were you?
Yuki in Cornwall.
Oh, fantastic. And why do you think the Irish love to bring their favourite things with them? Obviously the UK is so similar, but so different. What do you bring with you?
Barry's tea.
Why do you bring Barry's tea?
Because it tastes good.
You don't like peachy tips?
It's okay, prefer Barry's.
Or Yorkshire?
No.
It's got to be Barry's.
Yes.
And what else do you bring? Do you bring any other type of Irish things that you need, like potato crisps or anything like that?
No, I don't go that far. Just Barry's tea.
Just the tea?
Yeah. I went to India on holidays and all I took was Barry's tea.
That was it?
And that was it.
And you made do?
And I made do because it was just lovely.
And how was the food out there?
Delicious. Stuck vegetarian all the time.
And did
no
you get
meat.
Deli
no
belly?
No deli belly.
No deli belly?
No mosquito bites. Nothing. Sailed through the week.
And you loved it?
And I loved it.
Where are you flying to?
Trieste in Italy.
And are you bringing anything Irish with you on holiday, food-wise?
Just ourselves, yeah.
Just you?
Yeah, yeah.
You're not tempted to sneak in some rashers?
No, no. Maybe if it was longer, we'd bring some Barry's, but no, just ourselves.
So you're happy to embrace the food culture?
Of course. It's Italy, you have to.
Maybe a little bit of fairy liquid, but that's more convenience-wise.
Fairy liquid?
Yeah.
Because it's good quality and it will get the plates clean.
Yeah, and you don't have to buy a big bottle, so it's more like sustainability-wise, I suppose, than like economically, but yeah.
You're from Scotland. Do you bring Iron Brew on holiday with you?
Sometimes, yeah.
You miss it that much and you can't get it in some countries.
That's right, yeah.
And why do you love Iron Brew?
Because it's Scottish and it's from Girders.
And it's made out of girders, so which is basically big steel iron girders.
Yeah.
For you, you love it. How would you describe the flavour?
It's a nice flavour, especially for a cure a hangover.
So kind of a sweetie, bubbly...
Sweet sweet taste, but you can get also with no sugar, so that's a bit more flatter. But the one with sugar is nice and sweet.
So that's something you need to bring on holiday with you?
Yes.
You're from Belgium. Do you bring any food with you on holiday?
No. Nope.
So you're eating at the moment, but that's Irish food, is it?
It is. It really is. When we are in Ireland, we want to taste everything that's Irish. Irish breakfast, an Irish roll. We don't bring anything at all.
What are you chewing on?
Bread.
Irish bread.
Bread with ham. And I hope Irish butter. I'm not very sure, but I hope.
Now, okay, good man. Deep immersion there. Someone says Mars bars keep for quite a long time. So it's any wonder who's able to live off them.
Well, they would. They would go for years and years.
And
sugar.
Somebody says Saddam requested a mini Mars bar as a last meal, but Dick Cheney denied the request out of spite.
Wow, that is a little bit harsh now. You know, I know he was a bad man.
And,
you know, and everyone should be entitled to have their death row meal. I mean, you know what mine is. It's a Big Mac meal. But everyone should.
Do you not have a bit of Marmite sandwich with the Big Mac meal?
Well, maybe for the breakfast, but for the final one.
That's an item we must do. What would your last meal be if you were on death row? We'd be interested to know. You can relate it to whatever crime you've committed. But it's still, I assume, though, Henry, most of the stories you got were teabag stories.
Oh, it's teabags, teabags, teabags. Here are more stories about teabags.
You're a chauffeur. You're picking people up. People could have anything in their bag. What about you? What do you bring abroad with you?
Very important. Lions teabags.
Has to be Lions.
Absolutely.
And why Lions?
The original flavour, I suppose, is what you're used to, you know, and it's a real Irish thing, you know, Lions tea bags.
And if you forgot your tea bags and you had to make do with the local tea bags, would that throw you?
Probably you would, yeah. Be down to the Spar maybe and look for maybe Tetley's or, you know, English tea.
Go for an English breakfast.
An English breakfast tea, yeah, yeah.
You work for an educational company teaching English. What home comforts do those students bring?
I guess they bring some snacks, nothing different to what we'd have here, to be honest.
What about you? What do you take away with you on holiday, food-wise? Sneak into the...
Tea bags.
I bring coffee.
What type of coffee?
Just any type of coffee.
Like instant or...?
It'd be instant, yeah.
And
yeah.
Where are you heading to?
Mallorca.
And you're not sure of the Spanish coffee? You're going to bring your own?
Yes.
Coffee. That's an interesting one. Mm. Yeah. I would have thought, like, you know...
Ah, oh, the Spanish coffee's great.
Yeah, it'd be grand. Is English butter not as good as Irish butter? I've never had it, but it's a similar climate in grass-fed cows. That's a good question. I would imagine the proportion of grass-fed cows is much higher here. It would be the norm. I'm not sure if it's the norm in England or not. Someone else says my son was fined $400 in New Zealand for having an apple in his bag. It worked out well as he met a guy who forgot he had an onion, I know, in his bag. And he struck up a friendship and they ended up going to the World Cup rugby. Why does anyone have an onion in their bag? Now, Henry, you may have a view of this. Speaking of stuff tasting different abroad, McDonald's in Spain tastes completely different to Ireland and the UK.
Well, I would say in Copenhagen, the chicken nuggets tasted even a little bit different to Malmo. But yeah, you're right. They do try and make the McDonald's taste almost the same. But yeah, I could understand that. I think maybe the Big Mac might be the same. The Big Macs across the UK and Ireland is Irish beef, so they're probably similar. But yeah, there'll be small changes.
There are little variations.
Yeah, little variations, but they'll almost be the same. Almost. They do their best.
It depends. Like we were in New York not too long ago and we went into one McDonald's. God, they're grim. You know, they really are grim.
Well, the best McDonald's in the world are Irish McDonald's.
I think so.
They're like five-star hotels here.
Yeah.
I
went to Germany, forgot the Barry's tea bags. Never again. The tea in Germany was desperate, says Mary. Jim says some years back we were staying in Perth. Christmas was on the way. So we asked Mam to ship us out some dried mushy peas. We waited and waited. Then a couple of days before Christmas, a postcard arrived. It was an invitation to the cremation of our mother's gift of marifats. God, mushy peas. Why would you? Thanks. Gary says, now this is a good one for you when you're in the West. Henry, Gary says Sheridan Centre in Newport County Mayo always has Marmite in stock.
Do they?
Big market for Marmite in Newport. Somebody else says haggis is rotten. And I took smoked salmon to my family in the UK, but noticed then that it was had made in Scotland written on it.
Oh, I love it. Oh, wow.
Henry, thanks a million.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.